Someone asked me if he could change his davening nusach from Ashkenaz to nusach Sfard, because he feels more connected with that nusach, with the nusach Ari, some call it. And the question is, are you allowed to do that? And we know the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chesh, Al Titosh Torah Simecha, don't abandon your mother's teachings, the importance of minhag. There is a comment by the, or ruling by the Magen Avraham and Simon Samaches, that a person should not change his nusach. And he says that every nusach is like a different shevet. There are 12 shvatim, and each nusach has its own special sanctity and holiness, and you should maintain that. And he cites the Rishonim that says you shouldn't change your nusach. That being said, once the Hasidim started praying nusach Ari, so then they were changing from nusach Ashkenaz to nusach Ari, and there was a shaila whether it was permitted to do so. The Chasam Sofer in Chelek Aleph Siman Tesvav in Or Chaim writes that two of his rabbeim, Rav Nosson Adler and Rav Pinchas, the Baal HaFla, so both of them daven nusach Arizal, but that's because they understood the kavanos, the special, deeper meanings of the tefillos in nusach Arizal, but no one else in their community did it. It was just the two of them. And Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Beis Chof Dalet, and this was someone who started, let's say, to he the person whose father was from a mishpacha shel hachasidim. His father was from a family of chasidim, so they daven nusach Sfard. However, the father raised his children in a community where they're daven nusach Ashkenaz, and the child learned to daven nusach Ashkenaz, and the father didn't want to confuse him. So now the child's older. The child wants to know, should he go back to nusach Sfard? And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that nusach Sfard, from the Arizal, this is sort of a made up. It's a new minhag, and he writes, "V'nimtza shein l'hachshiv Ashkenaz." He says, don't consider it like you changed your minhag, the fact that you went from Nusach Sfar to Nusach Ashkenaz. He said, Av she'avicha va'od beis v'gibol doros yischil yispala b'nusach chadash. Even though your father and previous generations started daven Nusach Sfar, said it's the opposite. People who start Nusach Sfar, they inappropriately changed the minhag was Nusach Ashkenaz. They shouldn't have changed it to Nusach Sfar, based on what the Magen Avraham writes in Rosh, in Reish Siman Samaches, in the beginning of Siman Samaches. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that you really shouldn't change your nusach, but you can change from nusach Sfar to nusach Ashkenaz, because nusach Sfar is not a real nusach. That's Rav Moshe. That being said, there were some other poskim who disagreed, who felt there are some who justified the nusach of the Arizal. The Divrei Chaim writes that the Nusach Arizal is a special virtue, and the Minchas Elazar also talks about it. The Maharam Shik specifically writes that in Choshen Mishpat Siman Chav Dalet, that even though the Magen Avraham writes you shouldn't stray from your family's Nusach, you're allowed to switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard if you desire. Because he cites the Chovos HaLevavos saying that if you have a deep passion for a mitzvah and you feel connected, so that you can switch if you believe you're going to have more kavanah. I asked Rabbi Willig this question, and he was uncomfortable saying that you can change from the nusach that you grew up with the following exception. He says, again, you grew up nusach Ashkenaz, that's your family's minhag, you should continue davening nusach Ashkenaz. I'll teach us Torah Simecha. However, if you join a Nusach Sfard shul and everyone's davening Nusach Sfard, that there might be grounds. Some other posts can say this as well. There might be grounds that once you're davening permanently in with a different shul, with that nusach, so then you might be able to, there's grounds under those circumstances to change over.